Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of wonderful messages we're going to get from Jesus and other divine beings today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, so it's time for you to learn all about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I guess this is the magical DC love. That's what I've been told. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And as you well know, I'm a radio show host with Blog Talk. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to really realize, you know what, this is a divine connection that I have with Joan. Joan left this beautiful door open, and others had walked through it, and it has given me an opportunity to connect with the most fascinating mixture of divine source, and it also helps me to relate to so many different kinds of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I had a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, their fears, and their limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And I am standing in that unconditional love when I'm working with anyone, and that makes all of my sessions a safe place where clients are able to say whatever they need to say because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer, and the prayer is for new growth and manifesting miracles. It was written by Karen Paolino Carrera. And let's see how it goes here. Okay. Dearest angels, just as the seasons inevitably change, I realize my past is behind me and I cannot change it. My desire is to live my life fully in the present and to move forward to experiencing a new beginning better than I could imagine. I'm asking for help and healing, to accept and to let go of all that no longer serves me. I'm ready to plant the healthy and empowering seeds of my past along with the seeds of my desires to create a life filled with love, joy, fulfillment, and prosperity. I come to you now, dear angels, and I share my deepest desires. Help me to believe and have faith in the truth of miracles, especially when I doubt and I don't trust that my dreams are coming true. I ask with gratitude that you guide and direct me from this moment forward. with profound and undeniable synchronicities, coincidences, and miracles, so I can recognize, trust, and clearly see my soul's path illuminated before me. I am open, worthy, and I now become a magnet drawing all the help and support I need and rightfully deserve to live my personal heaven on earth with ease, joy, and grace. And so it is. And now I have a message from Mother Mary. Blessings of love. I, Mother Mary, am with you at this moment. Many of you have asked for miracles. Never give up hope or stop believing. You must believe in the unexplainable mysteries that life holds. Beloved children, give glory to God for all things. Anything is possible. God is real. You are being divinely guided. One must have faith. Prayer is powerful. When you pray, believe that your prayers have been answered. You are surrounded by angels. They carry your request to heaven. Allow my love and light to guide you. Our hearts connect and beat as one. Feel your heart overflowing with my love and the sacredness of life. Breathe deeply and accept the healing that is occurring. Release all that is not love. Let go. Let God. Again, feel your heart overflow with love and expand. Embrace this loving energy and know that you are never separated from Source. Align your heart with this purifying energy. Consciously raise your vibration. Let each breath fill you with continued strength, and as you do, you will feel a heightened sense of awareness and renewed health. Each of you are connected to Source and are part of the great I Am presence. You are ascending. Merge now with the love, joy, profound wisdom, and compassion that await you. Forgive others and become empowered as you align with peace and grace. Beloved children, you are so loved. Honor yourself and honor others, and be open to receiving the gifts that each new day holds. You are here to serve a higher purpose. Your existence is important. You are a perfect creation. You are a representation of divine love. Be happy, be well, be love. It is your divine birthright. I am Mother Mary. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Well, thank you, DC. And here is the message that Jesus has for us right now. My beloveds, you are what you think. And we have told you this in many different ways. But today we want you to really listen. You are what you think. Think about your thoughts. What are you thinking about? Do you spend all of your time thinking about what isn't in your life? What it is you're missing? What it is you want? What it is you're afraid of? You are what you think. So if you are spending all of your time worrying, you are thinking about worry, and you are creating worry, and you are worry. You are what you think. Sometimes people look at the world, and they look at the people in the world, and they wonder why some people are so successful and other people are so unsuccessful. And the difference is what they think. Some people set a goal for their lives, and they think about that goal, and they think about achieving that goal, and they do what seems right to achieve that goal, and they achieve that goal. And then there are so many of you who don't think of a goal, who have no goals, who think that one day everything will be revealed to you, and then you'll know what it is you're supposed to do with your life. It's up to you. There is not some divine plan that dictates you will do exactly this and this is all you are allowed. You are what you think. And if you think you do not have a purpose in life, then you will go through life without a purpose. You will not achieve your purpose because you do not think that you have one. Your thoughts are what direct your life. They are what determines what you experience, what you have, what you succeed at. Your thoughts are very, very important. They are what make each of you unique, because you each think your own thoughts. So if you want your life to change, look at what you think. Find a goal. Give yourself permission to achieve it. Let that be what you think about, what you become. We know that this is something that you've never really been taught. It would be lovely if we were taught these things, especially while you were just a young child, and then you would grow up and you would have your goals and you would achieve them, and your life would be so filled with joy and accomplishment. But just because you weren't taught as a child doesn't mean that you cannot accept this now, right now, in this moment. You get to decide who you are by what you think. So what do you think? We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share today.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so, so very much.
Oh, you are welcome. Okay, so we have come to the time in the show where we take questions from callers, and if you are in the chat room and logged in, you can type a question there. And if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So let's go to our caller from area code 256. Hi.
Hello.
This is
Kimberly. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing great,
Kimberly.
How are you?
Good, good. First of all, I'd like to thank you both for those beautiful messages. I just felt it. It was just for me. So thank you.
Well, it was for you. Of course,
yes,
right, Barbara?
Yes.
If you heard those messages and they resonated, Kimberly, they were for you.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, my
so do you
my
have
question,
a question?
Yes, my question this morning is, especially when you were talking about life purpose and changing your thoughts, I was just having a conversation with God yesterday in reference to, you know, I really want to write, but where do I start? I've been wanting to write for a long time. I've been writing poetry, but I was thinking about maybe writing a story. And I just need a little direction on that.
Okay. Well, it shouldn't be too hard, I don't think. You know what, the first thing I want to tell you, when you laughed and everything, I heard your little inner child laughing, hon. Have you been connecting with her, Kimberly?
I have.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, she still wants you to play a little bit more and take care of yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, you know, you're so much fun, but you sometimes work more than you play, and you've got to make sure that there's a proper balance between work and play. Okay?
Right.
And she's saying like you're like sort of like a little bit overcritical of yourself as well, and you shouldn't be. Okay, you've got to see how awesome you really are, Kimberly. Okay?
You're right.
She wants you to make sure that you love yourself, and she's saying the most important thing is self-love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to take a little time to, you know, to connect with yourself and see what an amazing person you truly are, hon, okay?
Okay.
You don't need approval from anyone. You just have to be the beautiful person that you are. Focus on that beautiful heart and acknowledge, you know, the beautiful woman that you are, okay? And little Kimberly is asking that you breathe in love, okay? You breathe it in and you breathe it out every day. Don't forget a day, she's saying. Okay?
Okay.
So that, you know, that breathing is going to be really, really important. And I'm getting that you don't know how to receive as well as you give, Kimberly. So you've got to learn how to receive, okay? When someone pays you a compliment, all you have to do is say thank you, okay? And every day that you walk past a mirror, tell yourself how lovable you truly are.
Okay.
And that's gonna help. It's really gonna help you, Kimberly. Okay. So you've got to get in touch with that beautiful little inner child, and you've got to really start loving yourself. And you've got to realize, you have emotions and you have some fears, and I'm getting like they're sort of blocking you from dealing logically with your issues. Okay. So you've got to watch that. You've got to watch your emotions and keep them in check. Is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
And just by taking control of your feelings and your emotions, you're going to be able to, to write whatever you want to write. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure that you, like I said, you keep that in check. And I'm getting you need a little time alone, hon, whether it's in nature, just in, your living room, just relaxing. But you need your alone time to really connect with spirit, okay? Set that intention. I want to write, a book. I want to write something. Set the intention, okay? Because what I'm getting, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, spirit has been trying to connect with you, but you're not answering the darn phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's saying, well, you've been so darn busy, Like, there's so much noise inside your head, girlfriend, that you couldn't hear a fire engine if it was in front of your house, okay? So, Ginger, do not miss the call again. You've got to make some quiet time, Make time for quiet. A great time is maybe before you go to bed when you're more so tired, and it's easier to relax and just be quiet, okay?
Okay.
Because I get, at times, maybe you get a little bored when you try to do something like that, when you try to have some quiet time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just try to hang in there because you're going to get those important messages that are going to help you to really, do what you want to do. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, I see pennies from heaven. And she's saying, cha-ching, cha-ching, and it's big money. Okay?
Okay.
So you've just got to start connecting with spirit, and, you're going to have the help that you need, and you're going to get those beautiful messages, hon, okay?
Okay.
That are going to help. Just love yourself. Make time for meditation. And really, count the blessings that you have around you. Notice all the blessings. And the more that you're grateful for, the more that are going to come in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you've got to be clear and honest with yourself about what you're expecting, okay? And you've just got to, you've got to stand up for yourself. And this is going to help to empower you. Because I feel like, at times that you don't have any boundaries, Kimberly, and, you're afraid of confrontation, okay? So you've got to have these healthy boundaries so that you could, do what you've got to do and make yourself a priority, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to treat yourself lovingly is what the angels are saying. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting the number 5 around you, so I'm getting a letter E. So this is a time, if you focus on your journey, you're going to see a lot of great changes coming your way, okay? E would be a person. It could be a person that's in your life presently or someone that's going to come into your life. And I'm getting that they're going to help you because when I think of work for you, I feel like you're exhausted. You feel like work is it's a big chore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find out that, it's going to be very fulfilling and it's going to help you to achieve your goals and do what you want to do. Okay? So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because you've got a burden within and it has to be lifted. Okay? Are you having any health problems because of overworking yourself? Because I feel like there's some kind of health-related issues even.
Not that I know of, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. So just watch because if the health problems aren't here yet, they will be coming if you don't really take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she's going to help to lighten your load and lift those burdens. That's what Ginger wants you to do, Aunt Barbara. She's saying call in Jesus. Get that message going. This girl needs, to lighten her burdens, and she needs to really, you know, to be able to connect with those challenges and simply see that they're not that hard. So she said, Auntie Barbara's the one that's going to do this for you. So listen carefully, Kimberly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Kimberly. Here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you underestimate yourself, but that's okay. That's what you were taught to do. But now it's time to let that go. So while I am speaking with you, there is a host of angels surrounding you. They are coming into your life to help you to let go. To let go of your doubts about yourself, about your ability to do the things that you truly desire to do in your life. They're helping you to let go of the beliefs that you cannot have more, that you cannot have enough, that you have to struggle. And we see that some of these beliefs are beliefs that you have learned from your family and that have been carried through generations. You don't need to carry those anymore. Those weights are being lifted from you, taken from your shoulders. They weren't true, and you don't need to live them anymore. You are being opened up to your own heart, to knowing who you truly are, to knowing that you deserve to have the very best, to have whatever you desire. And we want you to focus your thoughts on what it is that's actually important to you. So if at the end of the day what's important to you is feeling tired and run down and overused, then that is what you will think on. But if that is not important to you, you will let that go. And you will think about the wonderful words that you want to write and share with the world. You will think about the beautiful energy that fills your body in every moment and gives you the courage and the spirit to move forward. You will think about how powerful you are. And you are powerful right now. Power is not something you have to wait for somebody else to give you. It is within you, and it is always there. Start tapping into your power, knowing that you are powerful. Think about how powerful you are and what an amazing writer you are. You want to know where to start? Start with a pen and piece of paper and write. Just write. Write whatever is going on in your mind. Just write, and you will find that your writing will flow and it will develop and it will become even more because you are giving it the freedom to exist. When's the last time you gave yourself the freedom to exist? Think about what that means to you, what that means to your life. Having complete freedom to be you. Start thinking about that. Start living that. Create that. What you think is what you are. So think about what you truly desire in your life. Don't think about problems or issues or why can't I. Think about what you truly desire, who you truly are. Start creating that life that you really, really want to live. Remember, your thoughts are powerful. That's why your writing is so powerful. That's why people who read your poetry feel the energy. You can change people's lives with the words that you write. And you can change your own life the words that you think. Open up to your ability to create. The world is waiting for you. Let your light shine. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful.
You are welcome. And I can feel your energy shifting, so.
Yeah. It is. Thank you very much. Thank you both very much.
Well, great. We can't wait to start reading what you write, so get busy.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And remember, if you call in and you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board and we know that you have a question. Otherwise, you just get to listen and we will let you listen as long as you like or as long as the show lasts. Well, you can listen after that, but your phone's going to hang up on you, but, you know, that's your thing. Okay. I don't know where all of that is coming from. All right, DC. What was I going to ask you? Oh, gosh, it's going to be one of those days. Okay, it's not going to be one of those days. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful, magnificent, beautiful, incredible day. So, one of the things that is happening in my life is that I'm being shown these amazing ways of changing my thinking. And changing the thinking of other people. And it's part of what I've been doing for the last 4 months. Oh, my gosh, it has been 4 months now, of helping people to deprogram their minds, which means that they are changing their thoughts. They are letting go of the thoughts that actually was holding them back, holding them down, keeping them stuck in whatever their rut was, letting go of all of that and starting to really embrace the power within them by thinking the thoughts that create what they desire. And I just love this work, and I love the way it's changing my life. And this week, one of my main things is about thinking about goals having to do with money and how to open up to actually having more money in your life. And it's interesting when I'm writing these procedures that I write and the goal that they set for a monthly amount of money to come into your life, you know, I thought, okay, well, is it going to be like, you know, $5,000, $10,000 or whatever? And the answer was no, we want it to be $1,000,000 a month.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay. I don't know where you're supposed to get it from.
I had company over on Easter Day, and my daughter-in-law's dad had handed me a bill, and it was for $1,000,000. I got my million on Easter.
You got your $1,000,000 this month.
That was on Easter I got mine, but then I gave it away to my niece, my granddaughter. I gave her the $1,000,000, you know. So it was really funny. He said, here's $1,000,000. I said, oh, how kind. You know, that was really, that's adorable. That's so funny that you say that. Because I was standing there holding it in my hand thinking, oh, my gosh, could you imagine? You know, it looks like regular currency, you know. And I think, well, at least I can see what it looks like, you know. Even if they, you know, if they make it, at least I can see what it looks like. So that was really, really fun.
Well, you might want to get another $1,000,000 bill and put it on your vision board as part of what you are envisioning for your life.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that was totally amazing.
Yeah. And that is possible for each and every one of us. We can be millionaires. Wow. Okay. We do have a caller with their hand up, so let's go
Awesome.
See who this person is. Hi, who's this?
Can you see me?
Yes, I can.
You know who this is, Barbara? This is the goddess of the unknown. This is who we have on the phone with us. The beautiful goddess
you know,
of the unknown.
I love that.
And you know what? You're
so...
Yes, you're starting a beautiful new chapter of your life. So you're just like, you're so mysterious. Oh, my goodness, so mysterious.
Oh, how beautiful for you to see me.
Yes. So are you ready for this amazing new chapter of your life to begin?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Because pretty soon the light is going to be so brightly shining upon you like it's never shone before, is what the angels are saying. It's going to be beautiful. So if there's anything old that you have to get rid of, any kind of old feelings or patterns, now is the time, okay?
Yes.
And we just want to, you know, we want to get rid of anything that no longer serves us. And just imagine you got rid of all of that and you're filling up with light where all of, you know, the other things were stored. And you have a beautiful rainbow-colored light going right into your heart. And you just, you feel the love, you feel relaxed. You're, you know, you're calm, you're clear, you're balanced. And you're ready for this beautiful, beautiful new chapter of your life to begin. It's going to be totally amazing. So you have universal support. I see angels, like they're from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe, and they're with you. And they're really helping you to have, like, a broader perspective, okay?
Yes.
And they want you to know that you are so beautiful, you're so amazing, but you're not going to believe what the next level holds for you. So you've got to trust that, you know, these angels are going to bring you something magnificent. And this is going to be, like I said, you know, it's going to be, Ginger saying, you've got to dream bigger, sweetheart. You've got to, you know, dream big because you're not dreaming big enough. Can you imagine you're not dreaming big enough? Oh, my goodness. It's like Barbara mentioned, like that $1 million bill. Like you've got to see yourself with those $1 million bills all around you, okay?
Yes.
And as Barbara said, you know, we create our reality by what we think, we dream, what we imagine. So your job right now is just to think a little bit bigger than you've been thinking and ask the angels to guide you to the beautiful, you know, new chapter of your life that awaits you. Okay, so make sure, like I said, I see there's angels all around you. You have your spirit guides. There's so many messages that, you know, that are around you, even outside in nature. Wherever you go, there's messages. So just be aware, like wherever you are, there's messages waiting for you, okay?
Yes.
And I just see like a beautiful new horizon. Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, it's a brand new day, a beautiful new horizon. And what you create is going to be so amazing. It's going to be different than what you created before is what I'm getting. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be something totally different. And that beautiful light that was shining is still with you. And it's all around you. So enjoy this beautiful energy. Enjoy this beautiful day. And know that the universe and the angels are supporting you. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helps.
Oh, it was very beautiful. It does help. Could I ask you a question about the differences that I am doing to elaborate on that?
Okay. This has something to do with your dreams and your divine life purpose and your manifestation and everything. And this is going to be a time of beautiful manifestation and blessings. And something is coming, and like I said, Ginger said, you're not dreaming big enough. You've got to start thinking on a higher scale. Okay? So whatever you've been dreaming about is beautiful, but it's not going to be as big as what's coming to you. So you've got to start connecting and dreaming on a bigger level. You know, think about Barbara's mention of the $1 million bill. Like you're thinking of I'm getting a $100 bill, and you should be thinking of a $1 million bill.
You know, and you saying the word bill, there's some definitely disconnect, because I heard you say bill, and then I heard you say currency before you were speaking.
Currency, bill, whatever you want to call it. It's only, you know what, it's only another form of energy. It's another form of love. So don't get caught up, like, in the wording. It's just, you know, money is love. Money is love. Money is energy. So, you know, just connect with the beautiful energy of love and start manifesting on a higher scale.
Okay.
Because you're just not, you're not there yet. Like, you're not really seeing how amazing you are, is what I'm trying to tell you. There's so much within you, and like I said, the beautiful angels are with you, and they're just like, they're from one end of the universe to the other, and they're surrounding you. So you really got to, you know, say, okay, you know, I want to, you know, I want to really, you know, connect on this higher level, because you have what it takes, hon, and you've done the homework, and it's yours. But you've got to, like you said, like Barbara said, have that vision board, and, you know, whatever you have on the vision board, go to a higher scale. Ginger's taking off your visions on the vision board, and she's saying, come on, let's go higher, higher, higher. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? God bless you. Barbara?
Bless you as well.
Okay. All right. So you're giving me even more ideas for that procedure about money goals. And then I'm going to have the two of you actually experience that procedure when I finally get it done. Or when they say that it's time. Okay, they're saying that it's time. So I hope both of you have some time in the next couple of days, because I will be connecting with you. All right, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. You are spreading your wings and you are flying. You are opening up more and more to your own power, your own beauty, your own incredibleness. And we want you to open up to receiving what people want to give you in return for what you are sharing with them. Because it is that cycle of giving and receiving that is so important. And it's not just about money. We don't want people to think that it's all about money, because it's not about money. Money is just energy. And it is that accepting of that energy, accepting that you deserve to receive. That is something that so many of you fight against. You actually have limits on how much money can come into your lives. And for some of you, those limits are incredibly small. We want you to start opening up to allowing more, allowing yourself to receive more. You are opening your heart and you are giving all that you are to the world. Don't you think you deserve to receive more for what you give? Or is what you're giving so small and insignificant that nobody should pay it attention? We know that you know that that is not true. You give enormous blessings to others. Allow them to give enormous blessings back to you. Let this be an exchange that is more balanced. That is what we are encouraging. We want everyone to have that balance, to give and to receive in equal amounts. And this does not limit how much you can give or how much you can receive, because the more you give, the more you receive. But it must have that balance. You must be willing to receive as well as to give. So we want you to change your thinking about receiving and let go of the limitations that you've placed on what can come into your life. Just let them go. You don't need them. Open your heart and share who you are. Open your heart and receive what is there for you. Bring that balance back into your life, back into this world. That is part of why you are here. So let yourself receive as much as you are giving. And just let that sit with you for a while. and let yourself let go of the whole need to have the inequality of giving and receiving. That is from the past, and you no longer need that. Think about the equality, the balance in your life, so that you can fully give and fully receive. We love you, and we want to see your life in that beautiful balance. Let it happen now. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Well, I thank you both. Well, all three of you. All, well, actually, there's so many I just can't count. such as the receiving abundance that's coming, that's here with me. I accept it. I will make time for you to be blessed by your offering, and I look forward to that. And I shall enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. And I want to remind you guys again that if you call in, you must press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. Otherwise, you just get to listen. And if you've taken the trouble to dial the phone and call in, there must be something that you want to know. And I was going to say something else, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, it's about you, do you see? I am being told.
Oh, my goodness.
That you definitely, 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 definitely. Okay, I think the definitely's can go on forever. Need to open up more to receiving.
Okay.
Because you are one of those people that is always giving, always giving, always giving, always giving. Someone gave you $1 million and you gave it away.
I gave it to my granddaughter. I did that yesterday. I gave it right to her. I enjoyed it for a while and I gave it away.
Well, sometimes you need to receive and you need to keep what you receive and just be.
Well, I do that too, Barbara.
I
received a beautiful tulip plant and I kept it and I love it. So I'm doing that as well.
Okay. And there's something about money that you need to clear up out of you. But we'll take care of that when I work with you in Queen.
Okay.
Well, you know, we get taught that we get taught all of this various garbage about money. And we get taught more garbage about money, it seems, than most other things that we get taught about, and who deserves it and who's worthy of it and how much we should be willing to accept and how much we should expect to accept and what limitations we need to put on it and what limitations we need to put on ourselves and all of this garbage that we get taught about money. And it's time to let all of that go because it's not true. And so this is all about opening up to receiving $1 million a month. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you received $1 million every month?
Oh, my goodness, Barbara, I could actually just fly today over to where you are, and we could go to lunch. We can go to dinner and breakfast.
Yes, that is true. So really it enlarges your whole life experience. And we really are, every one of us, meant to have more than enough to create these beautiful lives that we've come to live. So this whole money thing, that's why they have me working on it now, is to help people to open up and, you know, accept money and all of its infinite unlimitlessness, which is something that we don't believe in. Yeah. Okay.
Money is energy. That's all it is. And that's what, you know, like a lot of people They think it's bad, and it's not bad. It's just energy, and it's love, you know?
Yeah. And you are allowed to have it. And you are allowed to have a lot of it. You are allowed to have $1 million or more every month. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Creator wants you to have it.
I'm open to receiving that.
Yes.
I'm open.
Well, good. Wonderful.
And Ginger saying, Auntie Barbara, show me the money.
Well, I could tell her that her mommy had it, but she gave it away.
Yeah. I enjoyed it for a while, and then I passed it on. That's fine.
Okay. Well, let's go to our callers in area code 856.
Hi, this is this? Hi, guys. It's Rosemary. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How
We're
are
doing
you?
Great, Rosemary.
And
how are you?
Doing great. I just have a quick question. It was kind of weird this morning. I woke up about 4:30, 5 o'clock, something like that, and I went outside to smoke, and I had a skunk right in front of me. What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Means
well, you had a
spring.
Yeah, right in front of me. It was weird. I'm like seeing this skunk, but a little spry, I guess he did, but like about 5 feet away from me. I'm like, I know I did some research on it. I know it's like, when I got the spiritual side of it, is like it means something fishy, something stinky or something like that. I don't know if I'm right on it or I don't know.
Like
it's weird.
He was to make you like just like, you know, like clear up and clean out some things, you know, and have you been, like, overwhelmed with things lately? Because I'm getting you've been maybe, like, a little bit overwhelmed, you know? And it has, like, a spiritual aspect of it as well, you know?
Yeah, it's like a little, not chaos. There's, I'm living with my parents and, you know, taking care of them and some illnesses between the both of them and between
that
and
could
work
be a little,
and all that stuff. Yeah, and the BS at work and drama thing and all that.
But you know what? You're ready to start a whole new chapter of your life. So, you know, get rid of that old story because Rosemary doesn't resonate with you anymore, hon, okay?
All right, cool.
You're going to have a beautiful new beginning. It's going to be exciting. You're going to go on adventures. This is a new cycle of your life. And that old story, just Ginger's saying get rid of it and start a new one. Start a new story because your new story is going to be filled with so many different surprises. It's going to be filled with accomplishments. It's going to have prosperity, okay? So today, start to choose what you want to focus on. Focus on only what you're wanting in your life, okay? And begin by connecting with your joy, okay? When you connect with your joy, you actually connect with magic, okay?
Cool.
So you deserve all the good that's coming your way. And just, you know, connect with what's truly resonating in your heart.
Got it.
Okay? And make sure that you love yourself and just, you know, love those around you. And, you know, really tell yourself, you know what, I deserve, you know, all the new that is coming my way. I deserve the prosperity. I deserve, you know, all the beautiful surprises. Okay? And you're going to see that it does come to you, hon, okay?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, that's what I was doing too.
Angels are around you because Ginger's saying she needs a little bit of direction. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, this poor lady is so confused. She needs to go to AAA and get a roadmap. That's how confused she is. So oh my gosh. You need to calm down. You need some healing. You need a little bit of clarification. So she's saying Auntie Barbara is going to take care of that, Rosemary, okay?
Yeah, that's funny because I'm like looking at a flight ticket back and I'm like, okay, he's not responding to me. I'm like, that's funny that you mentioned that. I'm like, yeah, that's why. I'm waiting on him to see what he says.
Okay, Auntie Barbara, we have a woman in trouble here.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Auntie Barbara, this is really serious with this lady. So she said, take over, Auntie Barbara.
All right, so here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved one, we want you to think about your life. When you think about your life, how much of the sweetness of life do you allow in? How much of the sweetness of the smell of life? Because the skunk was reminding you that life can be stinky or it can be wonderful. Are you allowing your life to be filled with sweetness? Are you allowing your lungs to be filled with sweetness? Why are you smoking? What does it bring you that you truly need? We see that it actually keeps you from breathing in the beauty that is there for you. Imagine your day if you went out every morning and just breathed in the beautiful, crisp, clear air. If you just smelled the sweetness of the flowers. If you just allowed yourself to accept all of that oxygen without putting any smoke in there with it. Imagine how you would feel. Imagine how your day would start. There are so many things that you can start doing right now that will change what you are experiencing, that will help you to let go of the stress and the strain. We know that caring for your parents is sometimes overwhelming for you. Are you taking the time out to just be? Are you allowing yourself to have time off where you can be you, where you can go and you can laugh, you can enjoy a wonderful meal, you can watch a movie, you can laugh with friends, you can just be alive? Or are you spending all of your time being a good daughter? You know, a good daughter doesn't mean that you have to suffer or struggle. It doesn't mean that you have to go without. It just means that you love. And love does not require that you be there working every moment of your life. That is not love. So we want you to start doing what is right for you. Start giving yourself some of the beautiful gifts that life has to offer. The gift of breathing, the gift of laughter, the gift of joy, the gift of fun. And yes, you can bring some of that into your parents' lives as well. Why not make it better for everyone? Do not suffer. Do not struggle. That is not why you are here. Let that go. Start creating what you actually enjoy. Think about what you really want to experience and let that into your life. You are a gift. You are a gift to your family. You are a gift to yourself. Accept that and live that. It's time for you to let go of everything from the past and start creating the beautiful life that you truly want to live. Give yourself permission to be more. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Good. Appreciate it, guys.
You are welcome. So, you know, next time you see the skunk, maybe you thank him for helping you to start seeing the good-smelling things in life.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, have a great day.
You too, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, DC. We have come to the end of another show.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. It went by fast. I have little Jackson here, and he's sitting on the couch like a little church mouse.
I know. He's so quiet today.
Sitting there as quiet as can be. Oh, my goodness. It's just so amazing. We had a rough start. I mean, I made it. I think I had like a minute to spare before the show started, and everything just worked out fine. So it was really awesome.
Good. Well, are there any final thoughts you want to share with everyone?
I am just blessed to be able to connect, Barbara. I have had my fill of vitamin G, and I know it's going to be an awesome day.
Yes, it will be. All right. Well, everyone, we hope that you have an awesome day, too, and we will be back on Thursday with more Morning with Jesus. And don't forget to think about what it is you actually desire and let that in your life. It's time for you to start truly living. Okay. And we will talk to you again. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.